Pan Pan Theatre Company has reimagined the work of Anton Chekhov with a new play called The Seagull and Other Birds. It will be part of the upcoming Dublin Theatre Festival. Director Gavin Quinn joins me now to talk about it. Explain, if you would, Gavin, or if you can at this point, the relationship between the Chekhov play, The Seagull, and your play, The Seagull and Other Birds.
Well, The Seagull and Other Birds refers to Other Birds refers to other plays that we've commissioned. So taking the cue from the original, in the original, the main character, Constantine, who's the son of Arkadina, is searching for new forms. And in Act One, he's actually putting on a new play that he makes his girlfriend Nina perform in front of his mother, who's an actress. So it's a rather difficult situation. So we commissioned about four or five writers and also took some existing pieces, and we're calling them the Other Birds. And so during our version of The Seagull, you get to see other inserted plays. So it's sort of developing the idea of Constantine actually searching for new art, new forms, and a way of, I suppose, presenting new material in the frame of The Seagull.
So do we still get that story of The Seagull and the Constantine and the love story and the mother-son obsession?
Yes, you get most of the story of The Seagull. And what all I've done is I've written a new version where the language is very simple. It's a little bit sort of more tongue-in-cheek. And I suppose I'm trying to emphasise my sense of humour, and I suppose a contemporary sense of humour for Chekhov, because obviously what I want to achieve and want to show is that Chekhov is extremely funny and probably the precursor for most kind of modern comedy and most sort of family drama. So the thing about Chekhov I've always found is it can be quite difficult to find the right humorous note in English.
Why do you think that is, actually? Because Chekhov himself referred to The Seagull and to other plays, but specifically to The Seagull as a comedy. Most people think of Chekhovian plays and they think of, you know, dour, sad people in Russia waiting for a train to come and bring them off to Moscow so that they can get out of this provincial hell that they're living in.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with some various productions I've seen of Chekhov. I don't know what happens to it in translation, but for example, in The Seagull, you've got the famous opening line is, why are you wearing black? And Masha replies, I'm in mourning for my life. Now, in Russian, people crack up and it's absolutely hilarious. But for some reason, I don't know, people think it's a somber note, but it must be the tone of the language, but also perhaps people have maybe got the wrong idea, have too much respect for it, you know, and also people's, as you say, perception of it is that it's sort of dark and not funny.
Yeah, and so this concise new version that you're speaking about, do you have Russian or did you get a word-by-word translation?
Well, I have a word-by-word translation and then I just worked it through. I did a kind of special method of writing it where I wrote it and then I remembered what I wrote. I spoke it into a dictaphone, then I retranscribed it again. And so I did about 15 drafts, trying to make it very ordinary spoken language so that I find a particular rhythm that the actors could speak the lines. And I changed a lot, I would change a lot of the lines, but just so I kind of made it sort of more ordinary throwaway dialogue.
The Other Birds then, who did you commission and what sort of stories are fitting in to the Seagull story?
Well, one of the commissions is by a young writer, Dick Walsh, who also plays Constantine in the show. And we've actually produced a couple of his shows recently at the Project Cube. And so he wrote a piece which he originally called Segways, and we call that piece The Herring Gull. So it's kind of, you know, tongue-in-cheek. There's different bird names for each piece. Another piece that's commissioned is by one of the actors who plays Soren, which is Daniel Reardon. And then we commissioned other Derek Devine, who's a young writer. And so we added these kind of new pieces in, and then we use them at various points in the play, not just in Act One. So it's sort of a compiling a kind of, you know, the brief was to write a very short piece as an insert, really, for Constantine's search for new theatre, essentially. So
and they're exploring different ways of doing a play or making a piece of work
exactly.
For theatre.
So you're asking that question, you know, what is theatre? And, you know, and it's also, as we all know, it's very difficult to be new. It comes across as a bit of a joke sometimes. People try to make fresh work. I mean, you know, what is new nowadays? It asks the question of, is anything original? So it asks all those questions that...
And is there use of YouTube and use of technology in the presentation of The Other Birds or in the entire production?
The production is very straightforward and very simple in that, you know, there's more or less one lighting state. The one kind of strange thing is that everybody's dressed in ballet costumes. So ballet is used as a kind of a language. So we also perform the signet dance from Swan Lake, which is performed by all six actors.
And is that a pastiche of ballet, or is there a serious
we've been doing ballet every day since rehearsals started. So they're actually really trying to do it. So obviously they're not lead ballerinas, so they will actually have to work very hard. But they have learned the language and the framing, and then they will actually perform it. So Swan being another bird. And so that's the kind of another part of it. But we have sort of tried to look at television as well, and certain television scripts and how they work, and how modern television drama works and modern television comedy works. So that's sort of referenced in the piece as well.
I suppose this work, The Seagull and Other Birds, does with Chekhov what you had done previously in previous Dublin Theatre Festivals with the work of Shakespeare. A couple of years back, you had the rehearsal playing The Dane, where you had this a version of Hamlet being played out in front of us. And last year, was it that you had King Lear and His Own Home, which wasn't an exact performance of Lear, but there were parallels to the Lear text.
The Lear piece was a little bit like an installation, in that we actually made an exact replica of Andrew Bennett's flat and put it on stage. So you had every single piece, his CDs, his books, and so it was more like the actor at home performing Lear, and we sort of made the story into about, you know, the idea of Cordelia taking care of her father. So just take one element, and with this production, The Seagull and the Birds, it's an interpretation. I suppose it's a strong interpretation, but it's trying to get to the core of the piece, and it really is about Constantine and the sort of the triangle he has between his mother and Trigorin, his mother's lover. And obviously the thing that links it to Hamlet, of course, and to the rehearsal playing The Dane, is that Chekhov is using Hamlet in The Seagull to prove his point as well. So Chekhov actually uses Hamlet lines in The Seagull.
And the mother-son relationship parallels the mother-son relationship in Hamlet.
Exactly.
What is it about classic plays that they leave themselves open to this style of interpretation? Is it because they're part of a canon, because they're well known?
I think there's two interesting things. One is, of course, it is because they're well known, they're part of a canon. But the other point is that because they're so good, they're able to withstand any form of interpretation. So no matter if you do a page of The Seagull, or whether it's all four acts of The Seagull, it's still The Seagull. So I think because they are in a sense, you know, masterpieces, they can take a lot of treatment, and then it allows you, I suppose, room to make new work as well on top of that. And I think it's also a clear message to the audience that, you know, you can do things with classics, you can present them in a different way. And I think it's entertaining for the audience to see Chekhov done in a different way. There's many ways to do it, but it shows that you can take a classic play and somehow you can bring a new voice to it, and allow people who probably maybe hadn't really considered Chekhov to be funny to have a laugh at Chekhov, which I think is an interesting question.
I notice in the programme for this year's Dublin Theatre Festival, you have obviously Pan Pan Theatre Ireland is up at the top of the page, but then above the play title is Americanitis Presents The Seagull and Other Birds, and down at the bottom of the page we have an explanation of Americanitis. Americanitis, the baby steps of narcissism. What does that tell us about this production?
Well, I think it's the idea of, you know, in a sense, the Americanitis title was an idea where could we make work very simply, and what is the anxiety about making new work? So these two ideas, Americanitis, actually, in a long-winded way, it's a nickname for a discounted medical illness called neurasthenia, which essentially is the anxiety of living in a built-up area. And so we have this idea of making this kind of frame called Americanitis, where we would make very simple work, almost kind of neurotic work, if you like, and linking into the idea of Constantine, who struggled so much with making new work that he actually commits suicide in the end. So it's almost a classic sort of idealist poet. So in a way, Constantine is a narcissist. Constantine is, if he was a modern character, he'd either be on Prozac, or he would be, you know, going to a therapist. So it's this idea of the artist being self-obsessed. And so it's a kind of poking fun at that. And also it allows you, I think, to be a little bit pretentious with the work, and pretentious in a good sense, meaning flamboyant and have fun with it, you know, rather than be afraid of, you know, the way you can be afraid of trying new things because people will think, oh, that's too much. But this is within this, The Seagull and the Birds, within the comedy opens the door, and you can actually poke fun at yourself, and the actors can do the same.
Gavin Quinn has been talking to us about his new play, The Seagull and Other Birds. It runs at the Project Arts Centre as part of this year's Dublin Theatre Festival. Previews from Thursday the 25th to Sunday the 28th of September, with performances on Monday the 29th and from the 2nd to the 5th of October. Full details on dublintheatrefestival.com.